You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
What it would take to move 650 million people into the U.S. in 1 week, by Rhett Allain. You know, I don't really do much political stuff, but I sure do love a good estimation problem, and that's just what we have with the following statement from Donald Trump. You could have 650 million people pour in and we do nothing about it. Think of it. That's what could happen. You triple the size of our country in a week. Okay, this is the Donald, so I'm not sure if he's being serious or using hyperbole. I don't think he mentioned the 650 million number by mistake, since he also adds that it would triple the U.S. population, which is approximately true. Since I like to do estimations and analysis of fake things like Star Wars and superheroes, let me also explore this 650 million immigrants in just 1 week. Is it even possible? How would you make it work? For this calculation, I will treat it as a back-of-the-envelope problem, making rough estimates for most quantities without looking up exact figures. This type of estimation problem gives you a rough idea, even if it's feasible, to pursue better values. Here are my starting assumptions, other than 650 million in 1 week. That was from Trump. 1. All of these immigrants arrive by airplane. Why? Well, why not? If you need to get 650 million people into the country fast, you pretty much need to use airplanes. I'm not going to look it up, but I don't think the population of Canada and Mexico is enough to achieve this number with people driving across the border. We only have 1 week, people. 2. There are lots of different kinds of aircraft that fly into airports. I'm going to assume that the average airliner carries 300 passengers. 3. These planes are going to have to come from all over the world. How long will it take for a plane to fly to the USA, drop off its people, and return, including fueling and maintenance stuff? I'm going to go with 20 hours. Sure, there are lots of places that would take longer to get there and back, but there are also places that are closer. I will assume there are 50 international airports in the USA. Again, just a guess here. Yes, there are probably more than this, but one per state seems reasonable. Now, for the first calculation, how many flights would this 650 million immigrants require? If each plane carries the average of 300 passengers, that's a straightforward calculation. And the answer is 2.2 times 10 to the 6th power. 2.2 million flights in just 1 week. Yeah, I rounded the number. It's an estimate after all, so this is fine. But how many flights for each airport? Well, you simply take the total flights and divide by the number of airports. And it works out to 44,000 flights per airport. If these airports are open 24/7 for 1 week, then I can calculate the flight landing frequency. This is just the total number of flights divided by the total time. Note that I am using the unit FPA as flights per airport. And that works out to 4.4 flights per minute. Over 4 flights a minute doesn't seem very reasonable, but what if there were twice as many airports to fly to and twice the aircraft capacity? This would still be over 1 flight landing every minute. Maybe that's possible, but not very likely. How many aircraft would you need for this epic immigration? Well, there are a total of 2.2 million flights. Each flight takes an average of 20 hours, there and back. One aircraft can make 168 hours over 20 hours equals 8.4 flights per week. With this, I can calculate the total number of aircraft needed. And the answer is 262,000 aircraft. I don't know how many total aircraft there are in the world, but 262,000 seems like a lot. Now you can see the value of a back-of-the-envelope calculation. It's something that you could sit down and work out without too much trouble. Is it correct? That doesn't matter. Well, it doesn't matter if it is exactly correct. Sure, I made some very rough estimates for some of these values, but you can see that even if you increase some of the values, you still get unreasonable results. In the end, it seems clear that the United States is not going to have 650 million immigrants arrive in just 1 week. It's not really possible.